And the kiwi fruit industry is fighting for survival as it tries to pick and pack the season's crop while enforcing COVID-19 restrictions. The apple industry is also predicting problems with at least 10% of the crop not likely to be picked. The virus lockdowns come right in the middle of the harvest season, as Andrew McRae reports.
Mark Hume runs Hume Pick and Call in Katikati. He normally employs 400 to 500 people in his packing shed and about 180 pickers, all focusing on kiwi fruit. With the 2 metre rule in place, his cool store will need to reduce staff by half, and he says just getting enough workers will be a challenge.
People probably can't even come here, they can't travel, so it's getting people on site. A lot of the older people we've said go home, others have chosen to go home. A lot of our qualified, high calibre locals are not with us. So we've got a younger shed, inexperienced, scared.
Mark Hume says pressure is coming from all quarters.
Growers want their orchards picked. They want it picked today, not tomorrow. You know, it's very hard in the field. Some growers are very supportive, but others are just so worried about their livelihood. They want the orchards harvested at any cost. So we've got to try and quieten them down because, you know, some of them will probably no doubt break every rule there is in desperation.
With only 10% of the crop picked, he's worried about the rest of the crop being harvested in time.
We're fighting like heck for survival, and being an optimist, I'm not sure we're going to make it because we're going to run out of time anyway, because normally we're doing, you know, let's say 100,000 trays a day. If we can do 60,000 trays a day, we're going to be doing well. We'll add up how many more days it's going to take to get through to production, and by that time the fruit could well be falling on the ground.
Waikato kiwi fruit grower and packhouse owner Mark Gardner says the lockdown means a whole new way of operating.
Less staff because we are restricted in how many people we can have on site and in proximity to each other, so it's inevitably going to be harder to operate and slower to operate because you can't put the volume through with the lack of people.
Paul Painter is the general manager of Yummy Fruit in Hawke's Bay. The apple harvest is in full swing, but he's predicting that about 10% will be left on the trees due to the lack of pickers.
Sometimes, unfortunately, that 10% is a thing they call the profit, but I think, you know, we could well kiss that goodbye this year. But hopefully we can get the majority of the fruit, and particularly the high-value fruit, in and make the best of it.
Tim Egan runs Illawarra Orchard in Gisborne. He's in the lucky position of having picked most of his grapes, all kiwi fruit, and is well into apple picking. There's still 10 hectares of envy apples to pick, and he's following a novel approach to fit in with the 2 metre rule.
Instead of picking in every row, let's pick every second row so that we maintain that distance, and let's put one person, or if people are from the same bubble, and the bubble being people that they're self-isolating with, they can pick in the same row, but if they're not from the same bubble, they need to be not in the row next door, but in the row next door to that.
All growers are desperate for extra workers and will welcome anyone from within their region to help out. The Morning Report, Cor Andrew McRae, 10A.